Tonight I'm going to discuss with you the end of the bitter end of the story of Spanish Jewry, the 100 years between 1391 and 1492 that marked the end of the Jews in Spain. As I mentioned to you in our last discussion, the number and quality of converts to Christianity increased in the late 1300s in Spain. And that for reasons that are hard for us to imagine, conversion to Christianity lost its stigma among a large section of the Jewish population. And that was especially true of those Jews who were wealthy, highly educated, and who dealt with the government or who dealt with the bankers, who dealt with the upper class of the non-Jewish Spanish element. And those Jews were unable to withstand the pressures placed upon them. Partly it was because of the fact that their commitment to Judaism was, I don't know how to phrase it, but I think you'll understand what I mean. Their commitment was not an emotional commitment. Their commitment was a purely intellectual commitment. We will see that throughout the story of European Jewry in the Middle Ages and even in the modern age, the importance of the intellect should never be minimized, but that it was the emotional attachment to Judaism more than the intellectual attachment that saved thousands and thousands of Jews from conversion and later assimilation. I think that's important for us to remember and understand. We'll discuss the Hasidic movement later, God willing, other movements that were built on a more emotional and less intellectual basis, and those movements thrived and were successful when the intellectual approach somehow did not do it any longer. And that's what happened here to Spanish Jewry. The Jews of Spain, the upper class, the intelligentsia, they were committed to Judaism intellectually. And for various reasons that are hard for us to fathom, the intellectual appeal of Judaism failed. And in fact, Christianity offered to them a greater horizon of intellectual appeal. Whether this is because of the rise of the Renaissance, whether it's because of the fact that Christian Europe was then beginning to develop intellectually and artistically, it's all very hard for us to divine why. Terrible pun. But the truth of the matter was that it was on the intellectual level that the conversions became rampant. The plain, simple Jew, quote-unquote, the artisan, the middle class and the lower class, almost to a man, resisted conversion. And it was the upper class that was swept away. A part of it could also be understood very simply. The upper class had a great deal to lose. The lower class had almost nothing to lose. But people who had a great deal of wealth and property and power and importance, those people were put to the test. Somebody who had very little to lose